This episode is brought to you by Shutting the Fuck Up. It's gluten-free, y'all. Now let's get the show started.
Hey, Destiny.
What's going on?
Nothing much.
I apologize for us missing a week. We just felt like the last podcast was boring as fuck.
Right, so yeah. We did record one because we were thinking about you, the listener.
And we were bored recording it, so. Yeah.
And we knew that you would be bored listening, even after I edited it,
Now I got to edit that because you want to be extra. But no, yeah. You going to edit this one.
Okay, I'm going to leave it in there, too.
Don't. You do what you feel. I trust your judgment.
Destiny.
Lewis.
Do you know what today is?
It's our anniversary.
I remember the first day.
Yeah, so we've been doing this for a year.
A whole 365 days minus 6 months.
Right. We thought about it every day, but we had a little hiatus. But yeah, for the most part, we've been podcasters for a year.
We've been podcasters for a year. I think everything sounds a little bit better in song. No?
No.
What if life...
Shut up. I feel like you're gonna...
It was a musical.
I would have tapped that a long time ago. And act one.
Yeah, because, like, I think we would even have to sing about the bad stuff, because that's usually what they do in the play. But the good stuff would be, like, on.
Can you... Straight up falsettos, right?
Yeah, and all the flash mobs just everywhere. No, 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 no. No, no, no. Stick to the stuff you know. What? Did you see High School Musical?
No.
No, 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 no. Oh, no, no, no. Stick to the... Well, I have a little sister. Yeah, Nick, your sibling was probably... Ask your sibling if she watched High School Musical. And she was just like totally in love with Zac.
She watched High School Musical. I didn't have no business watching High School Musical.
And B. Huggy, who later took her clothes off for the Vine.
Do it for the Vine.
She did it. So, what's going on today? What you got cooking? Well, good looking.
Thanks. Yeah, I just kind of want to talk about why we do what we do.
We podcast because we... I don't know. It's got to be... We're going to come with some shirts while we podcast. Whose idea was it?
Really? I think it was yours.
Yeah.
It was your idea because you knew what... I was like, what the hell is a podcast?
Fun fact about me, it was...
Wait, it's not that time.
I know, but I feel like I should just give the people this fun fact. Never mind. But yeah, it was me. Like, I tell people all the time that me and Destiny, y'all know we crazy. So I figured, why not record ourselves being crazy and share it with the world?
I mean, that's what we do. And I feel like it works for us because, you know, everybody that listens to us kind of like understands and respects and is thoroughly entertained by what we have to offer.
And this is for Destiny, who thinks nobody understands her sense of humor.
Nobody understands it. It's very, very crass. But some people out there think this shit is funny. My sense of humor is rude as fuck.
Yeah, it is. But people like it.
So I guess there's a market for everything, pretty much. But yeah, I think that's the whole reason why we started. We're always together anyway. And people are like, oh, y'all crazy.
Right.
That's the response that we get.
And people who know us and know our history, know the historical backgrounds of our unity.
Of our making.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. They'd be like, oh, they still together.
What, you thought this was a game?
This is like the one time that you could actually say yes to your coworkers, because me and Destiny met at work.
We did. But we started talking outside of work.
Which is like really big and huge, because I don't really do that. Particularly with more people.
It was actually in the parking lot of our cars, and I was being messy about somebody else that we worked with. And I was like, wait, do you believe her?
Yeah.
And that's how our friendship
and now we started. Now we actually even have a greater appreciation for that particular person.
She was just highly misunderstood at the time.
Yes. And then we later found out why she was misunderstood, because the people that we were working for were just trifling.
And trash. But anyway, so that's a little bit about why we started this podcast. I don't know. What did you want out of this podcast? I mean, you've been doing it for a year.
I just want to be successful. No, I thought it would be cool. Like, it's another form of social media in a sense. I feel like this is fun. It's cool, like, to get on, because I like to be involved in the conversation too. So I feel like this was like a way to be involved in the conversation, to be young, to be relevant, to be heard, to be understood.
I think people still misunderstand us though, so it really doesn't.
But they understandably misunderstand us. They misunderstand us, understandably.
Okay. All right, I get it. Okay.
Understandably misunderstood.
Cool beans.
That's the name of the podcast.
Okay.
This episode.
Happy anniversary.
Yay. What about you? What did you want out of it?
I wanted to be informative. I felt like I was at a point in my life where I had a lot of things to share, and I had a lot of knowledge, and I had good knowledge, and it was things that people could actually benefit from. I know a lot of things, whether it be from economics to point of view for relationships, or I have an experience basically for anything, and I'm not out here on these streets looking rough.
Destiny's done a lot of living, but she's
that
still
you look. Make me sound like a hoe.
Oh, I'm sorry. Destiny.
Oh, my God.
I mean, you know, I don't know.
Like, Destiny was a street walker.
Well, no.
For 2 years of her life.
Okay. As a disclaimer.
She wasn't a street walker. But yeah, I just wanted to basically use this as a catalyst to kind of inform people about what's going on in our area and in our perspective, and what's going on and what is my perspective about things that are going on in the world.
Because nobody's doing this in Florida. Nah. Not that we know of.
And if you are, please, like, hit us up. Like, we would like to support.
Floridians unite, I guess. I don't know. When your powers combine. What are some things that you want to avoid, I guess, from doing a podcast that may have happened or may not have happened just yet?
Well, what hasn't happened that I wanted was the support from the people that we know. We really get a lot of support from people that we don't know, which is cool.
Right.
But I would have liked to see the support actually come from my loved ones and maybe your loved ones. But I think that goes back to we're misunderstood.
Isn't that kind of like life, though? Like, think about it. You never, say, for instance, talk to your parents about stuff that goes on with you personally. You talk to your friends or people who you feel can relate to you on your level. Like, you feel like your parents are too old to understand, when really they're telling you the truth all along, but you don't realize until you're older. And even if they don't, but like, you find friends and you're able to confide in your friends even more, or people that you don't know even more, because for one, they don't know you, so they have like an unbiased opinion about you.
Right.
And if they have every intention of giving you good advice or caring about your well-being, they'll say stuff that will end up benefiting you in the long run.
And I really feel that is true.
And that, I think that's what happens. Like, we're so comfortable with strangers. And in this new age of social media, people get on social media and they tell their business to everybody, which really doesn't make any sense. But maybe it's like attention seeking. Maybe they're asking for help in their own weird way by telling us about their 8 baby daddies who ain't paying child support. I don't know. Maybe that's like the wrong example. But what I'm saying is that people are just more comfortable with complete strangers knowing their business.
Right. But this is not necessarily something that we're trying to hide, though. This is something that is public and it's for anybody to hear. My mother, my sister, my daddy, my cousins, whatever. Like, it's for anybody to hear. But
I think that because they know us, like, you know what I'm saying? Maybe they're just sitting back. Well, me, honestly, I say I'm going to do a lot of stuff and then I'll do it for a little while and then I'll stop. So, you know, maybe there's like, oh, well, you know, this is just something he's trying and, you know.
But I guess in a sense, we're both like that. And this is why this day is so important for us, because we have been doing this for a year. It may not have been as consistent as we wanted it to. But for the most part, we've been doing this for a year. It's been a year since we uploaded our first podcast. So that deserves to be commended.
Yay.
So.
Well, that's cool. But I really don't mind. I would rather complete strangers.
I mean, I appreciate the support.
Yeah, I do. Either way. I don't really want my mom to, not that she would like bash it or anything. I just don't really care that she knows either way, or if she doesn't know. If she listens, that's fine. If she doesn't, but I'm really not one that's out here like, oh, mom, you know, I'm doing this podcast, or oh, Uncle so-and-so or Auntie so-and-so, I'm doing this podcast. I mean, that's just me. Like,
I feel like that because my aunts and my uncles are like avid social media goers.
Oh, well, my parents aren't.
Yeah, and that's understandable. my family be on social media on everything. Oh. But then when it comes down to a link that I post or whatever, they'll just skip right over it. And that's why it's kind of hurtful a little bit. You know, at the end of the day, maybe this ain't for them, and that's fine. Mm-hmm. But the people who do support us are there.
Thank you tremendously.
Thank you, thank you, thank you so much. Because we're able to help somebody. It may not be the people that we want. Regardless, it's people that need it.
What do you expect for any years to come for us doing this podcast?
I don't know, man. I kind of want to meet some people.
Yay, let's meet.
Like, I really want to meet some dope-ass people that, you know, have listened to us or that has any type of feedback or anything that they can give us as far as...
or friendship.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
As far as the benefit of, you know, what we're doing and ways to make it better to benefit other people.
Because it's just kind of like the age we live in, too. Like, people meet on social media all the time. Yeah, we have friends in other cities.
We do.
That we've met since doing the podcast that we've connected with on Twitter.
We do.
Do you like people?
I mean, I do like people. I really do. I love people. I love black people especially, but I like all people.
Yeah. Black people are cool. Black people are the best. They're probably the best. I don't know. I believe that black people are the best. Do you feel like we need to improve on anything?
I think there's always room for growth. With this growth process, it comes down to learning more about your audience and learning more about what they want from you and how to market yourself. And I think with that comes growth. I would say that there's always other ways that we could be creative as far as letting people know what we're doing and why we're doing it and how we're doing it. And
I'm excited about just knowledge. Like, you learn so much out here.
I'm just excited that we've been doing this shit for a year.
Yeah, it's nice. With that being said, we want our listeners to get to know us a little bit better. We've come up with 10 fun facts about us, things that I don't know if Destiny knew about me, and I, you know, vice versa, but you definitely don't know about us as being listeners, because I don't really think we delve into our personal lives that much.
Wait, I think one thing we have to address is that at the beginning of this podcast, we were like, we're not going to talk about black shit. We're not going to talk about heavy shit.
Yeah, and that's...
been like the majority of our episodes.
Yeah, because, oh, okay, and you know what? Yeah, let's talk about that too, because I think with me personally, I suffer a little bit from what's called light skin privilege, where I never really had to deal with racism like up front and in my face. There was a type of racism that I guess I just wasn't aware of, where just because of the color of my skin, I would show favoritism over my dark skin counterparts. And that's not even cool.
That's not right.
And it was a thing of, you hear it so much, like I would hear it so much from family members and from other people. Oh, well, you know, the white man don't care nothing about us. Oh, I don't like white people. And I used to be like, yo, like, chill out. Like, slavery was so long ago, when it was really only like 50 years ago, mm-hmm. that our black ancestors were enslaved. But I was just so, I guess maybe it was the delivery of the message that I just had a problem and I wasn't receiving it. But after I got into these things for myself, but there's still like some family members that I just do not do it to this day because of how they tried to jam everything down my throat. And I guess maybe at the time it was just their delivery, and they would be frustrated with me because I was just like not necessarily ignorant to it or not receiving it, but I just didn't like the way that they were bringing it across to me, and I didn't want anything to do with it. I felt like this person was just really walking in hate, and mm-hmm. I don't hate nobody,
right.
You know what I'm saying? So I didn't want to be a part of that. And yeah, I know about all the things that happened and how America was built and everything like that, and that's sad. But at the same time, I don't want to walk around with chips on my shoulder and looking at all white people like they're just all out to get me when I know that they're not. But
right. But can I say something right quick?
Yeah.
A lot of times when you are around people that are kind of like have that militant mind frame of a person that has been done wrong, there's mm-hmm. some history behind that.
Yeah.
And they're trying to get you to see it from their perspective. But if you haven't walked that walk, mm-hmm. then you're not really going to understand.
Exactly.
And I think that's where it comes from. It's not really necessarily, you know, a place of hate, even though it could come across as that.
Yeah.
It's just because they had a different experience than you had.
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
Because I went through the same thing. Because mm-hmm. it wasn't up until Mike Brown that I really realized, like, how fucked up this country is.
It was Trayvon Martin for me.
No, it wasn't even Trayvon for me.
No, it was Jordan Davis. Because I was like...
That happened after, though.
I know, but and my whole thing then was like, so when did it become cool for white people to just start killing us? These weren't even police officers. I was like, right. Oh, so white people... So a white man could just open fire on a black person? Like, when did that become cool? And that's when I started waking up. But, I mean, and I would talk to different people who were militant, but it was just the way that they brought it across to me. And how they made me think of how the different things that I have become so accustomed to and how I was so used to shopping at different stores or buying different things or even how I listened to music or whatever the case was. And they would make me think in a way that was like teaching me and not trying to be like, you need to do this and this is how it needs to be and you need to stop doing that and what you doing that for. All that stuff that they be talking, like Hotep Twitter, how they be like if it's information that's going to benefit me and you present it in a way to me that makes me think and makes me take a second look at what I'm doing and what I've always been used to. And I'm like, hey, I started to wake up because I was having conversations with people. And they were saying, you know, yeah, this is how it is. You might not necessarily have known that, you know, this particular thing that you like to do is because of this way and of how you were conditioned from your childhood and how these schools weren't made for black children. But yeah, light privilege had me some kind of way, but I'm woke now and I'm waking up every day.
Thanks for being woke.
Yeah. How you want to do this? You just want me to read? You want to go first? Ladies first. Ladies first. I saw The Wiz last night. So good. I just thought about Queen Latifah. Yeah, she was in it. She was the wizard. It was really good, though.
Jordan saw it, but I didn't see it.
So refreshing to see, like, black people.
Oh, my God. And they was hating.
Yet again.
They was hating. But yet, 90% of the movies that... 95% of the movies that we see are all about white people. Yeah. Doing black shit.
Yeah, taking our culture. Like, it's okay for them to take our culture, take our dances, but they don't want to see black people doing nothing. They just want us to
They don't
want
to see black people doing black shit.
Yeah, they just want to
see And they don't
want to
see black people doing white shit.
They want to take credit for heart surgery.
I mean, and it's crazy. That shit is fucking crazy. Right. But anyways.
But we're the lifeblood and the sustainers. Go ahead.
I love Drake. Fun fact number one.
Is that really like a fun fact?
Yeah, because people may not know.
Okay, well, so why do you love Drake? Would you care to elaborate? Like, yes. How long have you been in love with Drake? Have you
I've been in love with Drake
since Thank Me Later? Or
yeah, no, I've been in love with Drake since he released Replacement Girl with Trey Songz, and that shit flopped because nobody listened to it.
Trey Songz?
Yes.
Oh, that's why it flopped. Sorry. I'm not taking that statement back.
If you could see the look on my face.
My dislike for Trey Songz is that he can't sing.
Or not that he sounds a little bit like R. Kelly?
No, I don't even know what he's trying to do. Like, my problem with, like, R&B singers today is everybody wants to sing high, and they sound like little girls when they sing. Like, sing like a dude, or I feel like he's just trying to mimic somebody else. If you have a voice, let's hear it. Don't be singing high because you feel that
your falsettos is on fleek.
Yeah.
Well, like, maybe they are.
Sing regular. I don't know.
Not sing regular.
I don't know. I just feel like there needs to be. Because think about it, like with the Soul Train Awards.
I didn't see that, so we can't talk about it.
Oh, well, I'm just saying, it's singers out here. Like, R&B, where's R&B at? You know where R&B is lost because of Trey Songz and Drake and who else? Who else?
You watch your mouth.
Hey, name.
You watch your mouth.
Name some. Name another art. Chris Brown. Oh my God.
First of all, we're going to stop this conversation right now because this is blasphemy. I will not.
I don't know.
No, you shut your mouth.
Okay.
What's your fun fact? Now I'm pissed.
No, you're not. Oh, it's like give and take.
We can.
All right, a fun fact about me is that I don't like these R&B niggas. No, I'm just kidding. I am... No, I
Cut
just...
Cut the podcast off.
A fun fact about me is I'm a hopeful romantic. I say hopeful, not hopeless, because you don't want to be hopelessly in love. Like, what kind of mess is that? You want to be hopeful about what's to come.
Aww,
about
who you're going to be. So you believe in fairy tales?
Yes, even though they don't exist. Well, so how contradictory.
You sound crazy. That's cute. Oh.
Yeah, I have hope. Like, she out there somewhere and we're going to, you know, meet. Because she dropped her keys, I'm going to pick them up and she's going to pick them up. We're going to bump heads.
And you're going to knock her out and then her nose is going to start bleeding everywhere. And then you're going to pick up her purse and then she's going to be like, he's stealing my purse.
And she's going to file a restraining order on me.
Right. And then you're going to go to jail.
But that could have been my wife, y'all.
Another fun fact about me, it takes me like 10 years to put on eyelashes.
I think that's okay, given the fact that you just started wearing makeup 6 months ago. Wait, putting on fake eyelashes? Like Snuffleupagus?
Yeah.
I've never seen you with fake eyelashes.
I had fake eyelashes on.
Now?
No, when I went to the fashion show. Oh, you wasn't there.
I didn't go to the fashion show. Yeah. Well, I mean, your eyelashes are long enough. Like, I'm so used to seeing you, like, natural that I really don't, I don't know. I mean, I know you have makeup on, but I really don't pay that much attention. You know what I'm saying? Because you look cute without it, too.
Thanks.
Yeah. Fact number two, I can be extremely lazy. Like, extremely lazy. I can, like, get in this thing where all I want to do is, like, sleep and eat.
That's depression. You need to read, go on expressions87.com and read my latest post about depression, because I think that you could benefit from some of the properties that are contained in that post.
I feel like partial to is that I'm just burnt out. Like, I've been working for a long time. And I feel like, oh, what did you tell me? I've reached an imaginary threshold. Like,
right. That's in the post on expressions87.com.
Yeah, my boobie, like, dropping knowledge on me. She was like, I've reached an imaginary threshold where I've made it.
He created.
I created an imaginary threshold where I think I've made it. And I think that I need to be earning some dues now. But I haven't really done nothing. I've done some things, but nothing worthy of me, you know, kicking back just yet. I'm still young. You know, I still have a ways to go. There's still work to be done.
There is. And I'm glad that you realized that about yourself.
Yes. Tell the truth to yourself first. Then you won't lie to others.
That is great advice for all you liars out there who like to lie.
Right.
Just keep that in mind.
Right.
All right. Fun fact number three. I'm really terrified to lose my edges in real life.
Well, that's good.
That's part of the reason. The other part is the ebony, but part of the reason why I chose to go natural. Because I just wanted to keep my edges.
You just wanted to keep your edges because they are fleeting.
Yeah, from a lot of people's face and head.
Yeah, they just...
Like, I say all the time, like, I want Rihanna to snatch me bald. I want Rihanna to snatch my edges. I want Beyonce to snatch my edges. And just she could have all my hair and all my money. Mm. But really, in real life, I'm terrified and I would hate to lose my edges because then I would have to wear a wig for the rest of my life.
Nobody...
And it'd be hot up under them wigs.
And you bald and broke is not a good look.
Mm-mm. I probably wouldn't be broke, but I'd definitely be bald.
I mean, if you gave Beyonce all your money and your edges.
Oh, yeah. Then I would be, yep, you show right. Yeah. Two parts life.
Fact number three, I really like people. Like, I really like people. I think
that's one of my facts.
Is it?
Yeah. Well, two parts life.
Yay. I trust easily. That can be a dangerous thing, but I really enjoy meeting new people. And yeah, it's cool. I think people have a lot to teach you. Want to be careful not to get too excited about people and then turn them off from me because I've gotten way too excited about meeting you.
Well, I'm going to piggyback off that since that was one of mine. I like to entertain bullshit a lot. So that's why I love people. Like, people are very, very interesting to me. And I like to pull out the things about people that they wouldn't ordinarily share. So I have, not necessarily in a bad way, but manipulate conversations to make you tell me something that you wouldn't ordinarily say.
Okay.
Because it's interesting to me, and that's how I get my kicks.
That seems petty.
It is. It's very petty.
But to follow your petty with something pettier, I think I enjoy people watching because I like to look at them, study them, and create, like, what I think their life is like, and it'd be real shady and petty.
Okay, and speaking of shady and petty, today I was on Facebook and I saw something like, my alarm clock didn't wake me up this morning. God did. Amen. Oh, and I, so, oh, you know, gosh. Here I go. So I was like, well, my alarm clock woke me up this morning because I was tired. And then I liked it.
I liked you liked your own.
So I liked it. And then he responded back, so I see you woke up on the petty side of the bed today.
Yeah, you did.
And I responded, I sleep on the petty side.
You do. You like wallow around in it.
But you know what? A little bit of him says, you know what? I fucks with her. I fucks with her. And that to me is very entertaining. So I guess I can scratch that one off my list.
All right.
Since I already said it.
So this
it's number four.
I don't know if I wrote this in order, but now I'm saying that I'm kind of shy.
Really?
Despite my outgoing personality, I'm very shy when it comes to, like, I still do this thing, I guess, I go back to being young. Like, if I see a woman that I'm interested in, I get nervous, and I don't know how to ask them out. I don't know how to talk or form complete sentences.
You should just text then.
I don't know how to text. I don't know what to say in text.
You should say, girl, I want to work you out like a 9 to 5. That's so
I
funny.
Would never say that because back to fun fact number one, I'm a romantic and romantics don't say stuff like,
oh, okay,
I
yeah.
want to work you,
thank you
like a 9 to 5.
Thank you for not being a fuckboy because we need less fuckboys in the world.
So, yeah, in that aspect, I'm kind of shy. I have to wait out, like, situations. If I'm, like, confronted with new situations where there's a lot of people, I have to fill out the room first before I get comfortable and start talking.
Oh, well, that's understandable. A lot of people do that.
I mean, but I'm just not, like, you know, regularly outgoing.
I am. I have to break the tension in the room. I have to break the ice. I have to make people laugh. That's what I do.
I let the tension sit down the table.
Tension so thick you can cut it with a knife. That's what my manager said. She called me. She was like, can you please step away from your desk and call me? And I called her on my cell phone and she said, what's this going on? Why is there tension? I was like, what do you mean? I'm doing my work. She said, that's what I'm talking about. Why are you doing your work?
Well, you're not supposed to do your work.
No, she wants us to be a family.
Nah.
I swear.
I'm over that.
Like, she wants us to be family. Like, she was like, oh, so y'all not talking to each other then? Since you at your desk doing your work, mm-hmm. y'all not talking to each other? That's what y'all doing? That's the type of team I'm running?
No, I'm over that. Sorry.
But she's funny, though.
Yeah.
I understand her. I fucks with her. She's so funny.
So was it?
Shout out to you, manager. I one day would really love to work for myself.
Yay. Well, I think
a lot of people know that because I do my little side endeavors.
Yeah.
So,
well, that's cool.
But that's my overall goal. That's why I do what I do, because I really don't want to clock in for no corporation. I would rather clock in for my own mini corporation, like a micro corporation.
Okay.
Like a micro pig, but a micro corporation.
No idea what a micro pig is.
It's a little pig, but it's grown.
Okay.
It's like a grown little pig. I'm going to do two fun facts in one.
Okay.
Okay. So my next two is that math, like, scares the shit out of me.
Uh-huh. 1 + 1 = 2.
Right. Mm. And it's always going to be 2.
Yeah.
However, comma. I keep getting these fucking math jobs.
Exclamation point.
Exclamation?
Exclamation.
I am a financial analyst by trade.
Yes.
And I don't know how the fuck I'm doing that when I'm terrified of numbers.
You gotta, you know.
I'm good with numbers.
There you
but
go.
It scares me.
You never want to do what you're really good at.
Well, I'm not good at numbers, but I do it, and I'm great at it. I'm great at my job.
You're probably better than me when it comes to math.
And.
Because they say women aren't good at math. Is that still a thing?
No, I don't think that's a thing.
Okay.
It's too many niggas graduating now
okay.
for that to be a thing.
Women or niggas?
Both. I wish I was both-handed. Or ambidextrous.
Oh, is that what that means?
Yes.
Yo, I just learned something. I didn't know what ambidextrous meant, but I wish it wasn't.
It's both-handed. That means, like, I can hold my Frappuccino with the other hand and write with the other hand, or vice versa.
What would you do with both your hands?
What would you do with a Klondike bar? I don't know. I just feel like I would have more options. Okay. Because I wouldn't like get like a hand cramp in just this hand. Right. I could actually, when this hand starts hurting, I could just use the other hand.
Right. Instead of waiting for your other hand to uncramp.
Right. Like Frankie and Alice.
I didn't see Frankie and Alice.
Oh my gosh. But
the previews were great.
Like, you got to see it. Shit's fucking nuts.
I don't mind being alone.
Well,
I don't mind being alone.
I think we know that.
If you're not going to enjoy yourself, no one else is going to enjoy you.
And what else?
I really like jackets.
I think like you really like coat liners.
When I go shopping.
Jacket liners.
When I go shopping, I'm always looking for a new jacket and or sweater. I like outerwear, so I'm really excited about winter.
I'm not going to tell y'all that Lewis bought a polo jacket liner.
And wore it to work.
And he was wearing it to work for months. But I was like, why is the armpits missing? And then we later found out.
And finally, our good friend told us.
We found out that it was indeed a jacket liner the whole time.
A jacket liner? You know, I probably
a coat liner.
The things that you do when you're young.
The whole time he was walking around. It did not have no armpits. But he was walking around like it was a real coat. He was walking around like he was warm. I was like, yo, that's weird, but it's dope.
But for me not to like jackets so much, we live in a place where I don't really need them that often. So my money be wasted.
Well, I'm gonna go ahead and do my last two.
Okay.
I hate like scorching hot food.
Okay.
Cause I don't want to burn my tongue.
Yes.
Same with coffee.
Yeah.
A lot of people can't eat food unless it's like hot. I don't need my food hot.
You can possibly burn your taste buds to where you won't be able to taste.
Right. That's why I do not like. That is the most uncomfortable feeling, is a burnt tongue to me.
And I think they said something. Don't quote me. I'm gonna have to go back and look at this. But I think it's damaging to your throat lining when you drink like hot coffees.
I believe that. That's why I don't like hot stuff. I don't like to feel like my mouth is burnt.
You're right. I don't like super hot wings to where I can't enjoy them.
Me either.
My nose be running.
I like my nose to be running and my head to be sweating, but I don't like for me not to be able to taste anything because it's so hot.
Right. I'm very corny, but I try to act cool. Like I'm a cornball. I was.
When do you try to act cool?
All the time.
I don't notice
it. You don't notice that? I've been trying to act cool. I'm a good listener, but a bad rememberer. I don't remember like half the stuff you tell.
I think I knew that.
Secrets come here to die. Like, you can tell me your uttermost secrets. And then, you know, if you want to follow up with me like a week or so later, I'll be like, what are you talking about?
But this comes from the same person who can't stand an email. Every time I send him an email, he's like, oh, what are you doing?
But I mean, I do enjoy listening. Like, I will listen to you tell me. Like, you could tell me what's on your heart and I'll be there for you. But if you are worried about it being repeated, please don't be. Last fact. Did you do your last one?
Well, my last one was I'm good at being social and keeping relationships, but I felt like we already kind of talked about that. But I'll be your friend forever.
Oh.
I'll be your friend forever. That's the type of person I am.
And she'll give you the shirt off her back.
Right.
Even if it doesn't fit.
Even if it doesn't. No, if it doesn't fit, there's no point in me being cold.
You honestly hang out with people who are bigger than you. Oh, except for Ebony. We talked about Ebony a lot on this podcast.
Yeah, because that's our mutual friend. Yeah. That's our you know, relationship bestie.
Well, people think that this is so weird, but I don't like grapes. Anybody I tell is like, you don't. What do you mean you don't? I don't like grapes.
Like not even the green ones?
No. Nope.
Seedless?
Nope.
Seeds?
Nope. Don't. I can't.
That's weird.
See?
I don't like watermelon.
I mean, well, that's understandable. But I'm not here for anything grape, except for like
purple, nerds,
purple soda, purple drink.
What about nerds? Like the grape nerds?
Yeah, grape nerds are good. That's artificial though. But like real fruit grapes, I don't even like fruit, honestly.
So how you do communion? Never mind. That's all I got.
Yeah, that's all I got too. This was so fun. I hope you feel, you know, closer to us because I don't feel closer than you are because I don't know anything about you.
But. Yeah, because you don't fucking do anything to have your shit out there.
I mean,
Lewis makes himself to where he's not accessible, and we need to all get together and change that about him.
I mean, because like I said, I'm incredibly shy.
It's okay. We'll work on it, guys. We'll work on it for you. As always, you can catch us everywhere pretty much on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Podomatic, iTunes, expressions87.com. And if you just type in Two Parts Life, the number 2, PRTSLIFE, everywhere, you can basically find us. You can even Google us now.
Can you?
Yes, you can.
I didn't know that.
We're Googleable. So yeah, like, hit us up. Let us know. That's so rude. I'm talking.
I'm sorry. It was anniversary. Like, I was going to be your background music while you were talking.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
The thrill is gone.
I'm sorry.
That's another song.
And then you can also email us any questions, comments, or concerns at twopartslife@gmail.com.
Potasidia.
Tasidia, you better send us a damn email. Yo, she be trying to cut corners,
we y'all. Got some fun stuff coming up for y'all.
Yeah, we got so some very around. Awesome stuff. So
we know some really dope people that are really funny. Be on the listen out for them, because you can't be on the lookout, because you have to hear with your ears, not your eyes. You know the number one way to avoid drama at all costs?
No.
Mind your business.
Bye.